The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here, a little Football Friday. Clap it up. It's a good time. Good time out here. Congratulations to our first winner. We have another $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be hooking somebody up with as well, but a good time out here. Come on out as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. It's Friday. Why not get it started right here? Good drinks, good food here at Taquerias Aranda's sports bar here. Come on out right off 59. You can pull up in the bar. We got the little bar area set up. Rosa's taking care of everybody. Give Rosa a hand now. Tip her well now. Go ahead. Rosa's doing her thing, and everybody's having a good time out here. Come on out as we get ready for this big game. I do want to get to our segment, Odd Man Out. Which game? You got a TV. You can split it with two. Which game are you kicking off? Which two are you picking? But before we get there, Clint, this is Bobby Slowick. We didn't play very good. We need to hone in on ourselves. The offensive coordinator talking about their pass protection issues. And then I know your favorite of it all is he said, we got to get back to having fun again. Having fun again is what Bobby Slowick had to say there. As he spoke to the media yesterday, and I think a lot of eyes are on Bobby Slowick, Clint, as we're watching right now, coming up on the screen is C.J. Stroud picking himself up from being hit. But a lot of eyes are on Bobby Slowick and how they finally get out of at least some adjustments and something to where this doesn't look as bad as it has been in terms of this offense.
Yeah, look, I listened to Bobby Slowick a little bit earlier, and you know, the one thing that again, it's more of the same. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't hear enough of, you know, we've got to adjust some things, we've got to do things better, and I hear too much of we just got to execute what we're already asking these guys to do. We got to get back to what we were doing in training camp. Like, it's all like what you've been doing in training camp is what you're doing now, and it hasn't been working. Like,
is that what he said?
Yeah, but the bigger picture, like, you know, there's, you know, Bobby leaned into, you know, teams win when they're not playing their best football, which I agree that happens, right? And really leaned into the bigger problem last week was situational football, not being very good in the red zone, not being very good on third down. Earlier in the season, you were one of the top teams in both categories, and now you're one of the worst teams, kind of deal. And my only problem with that is, like, that is in direct correlation with how you've been playing football in general. Like, the reason you're not good in the red zone and the reason you're not good on third down is because you just flat-ass can't protect the quarterback. Right, there's no level of consistency in terms of protecting the quarterback, and at some point in time, when teams hone in on your run and stop your run, even though tip the cap, the run has been really good, you know, the same problems are stopping you on third down. The same problems are stopping you in the red zone that are really plaguing this offense start to finish, really for the last 5 weeks. And so, again, it's this duck and dodge, the reality of things have to change, right? And that's the resistance to change, whether we're talking about CJ or Bobby Slowick or D'Amico Ryans, like the resistance to change to this point and the continual messaging that they just need to be better at what they do really puts me in the spot where I don't have any confidence that they're going to change and we're going to see anything different.
I'm to a point where what are we 4 or 5 weeks into this to where clearly the offense is struggling with the same issue.
Yeah.
I don't even give a rip what they say anymore. Like, what are you going to do? And you say change. I want to see change. I want to see, as you've talked about, quick game, getting the ball out quick, something we've seen more of what they did last year, or different, like, you know, protections, whatever. I just want to see. I don't care what they say. I want to see them do something different.
You know, one thing that I'm starting to get to and lean on is I wonder how much of the vague, again, tip the cap to Landry Locker, by the way, asked Bobby Slowick, kind of put it out. The questioning is very good, by the way, but he used the whole we got to execute and Landry put it on and said, hey, man, that's kind of a vague answer. Like, yeah, it seems to be something y'all's go to and it's vague. What exactly does execute mean? Like, what do you mean when you say that? Do your job, do it well. Almost like he was frustrated with the question. With Slowick, it's one of those where at some point, you know, it's got to move on from protecting CJ. Like that, like I've heard the same messaging and seen the same game plan so many times now, Ron. I'm questioning whether they're instead of saying, "Hey, the quarterback's got to get the ball out earlier when he can." They're just going back to the same old well of we got to execute better. You know, kind of all-encompassing. You know what I mean? I wonder if it's an effort, because there's no doubt. Like, I have no problem saying it. I don't. It's not my job to fix it. But, like, CJ's not – like, the quickest fix to what's going on is the way CJ's playing the game.
And the quickest thing that you can control.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? That you control.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's out there, the one that's taking the ass-whooping – deciding, in it, hey, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna work low to high. I'm tired through working high to low. I'm gonna sacrifice missing some of those throws down the field to get the ball out and help my offensive line and keep myself from getting hit. Like, that's the quickest way for this offense to be better is for CJ to change the way that he's approaching the game. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. I know a lot of people believe CJ does no wrong, but and this isn't a right or wrong situation. This is, to me, it's a CJ maturity thing.
Just how to fix it.
Like, CJ can't sit around and wait for everybody to change plans and do this and do that. Like, CJ's got to take the approach of, I'm going to work low to high. I'm going to stay ahead of the chains, and we're going to try to move the football that way instead of constantly getting behind the chains because the offensive line and the tight ends and the running backs can't protect as well as we did last year.
We need to see some level of change, something. And he said that. He said, to give him credit, he did say, hey, you know, we've got to adjust. We've got to do things different. That's what he said in his press conference yesterday when he met with the media. That's what Bobby Slowick, for me, it's been nuts that it's taken this long to say, hey, we got to change something. And listen, I want to see them do something different. It will be, I ain't going to lie to you, it will be a little bit annoying if we start to see differences like screens and quick throws and things like that. Because I said this to you yesterday on the break, during one of the breaks, is the Texans run the football with Joe Mixon far too well for their passing game to be this bad. Like, and protection, when you run the football the way they do with, like, that, what was that third drive? They just ran it. Like, that is supposed to help your offensive line immensely. It's almost like teams are saying, defense are saying, I don't give a damn. I don't think you'll run it the whole time.
Yeah.
We're going to rush the passer the whole way. That usually helps offensive lines, but it's just.
Well, the one thing you can hang your hat on, and I do as a fan, is the hardest thing in football is to run it well when everybody knows you're going to try to run it. And like the Texans last week, I don't know why they waited until the third drive to do it, but when they did shift gears and Bobby said, hell, I'm going to run this thing, it was blatantly obvious to everybody watching. It was two tight end sets. It was everybody bunched in. It was load them up, and we're getting Joe Mixon downhill. And it worked so well. The follow-up question is, we ought to come out of the chutes doing that right there. Like, it'd be hard to get away from that right there. So we'll see. We'll see how it shapes up. But I think the writing's on the wall that there needs to be some big time adjustments. And they're gonna go one of two ways, guys. They're gonna make some adjustments. Get Nico back, make some adjustments, and you're gonna see at least a different style. I don't know how well it's gonna work, but a different style. Or they're gonna stay the course, and we're gonna be having these same tired ass conversations next week.
All right, coming up, man. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when they run the offensive, not just the offensive coordinator, but the offensive line coach. They just run him out there out of nowhere week 10 to go speak to the media when they generally position coaches only talk to the media once a year. Chris Strausser, the offensive line coach, what does it mean that the Texans are running him out there? And we'll talk about what this offensive line potentially will look like coming up on Sunday for your Houston Texans. As we continue, we will continue rolling with that on the other side, live on The Drive. Before we get
there, it's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.